Tens of thousands of New York's immigrants who were brought to the U.S. as children could avoid deportation and gain access to work permits. That's because of President Obama's change to the nation's immigration policy, which he announced last week.
Effective immediately, the Department of Homeland Security is taking steps to lift the shadow of deportation from these young people.
WNYC's Marilla Ivorek talked to some undocumented immigrants as they started looking into specific requirements of the new policy.
Yelki Ramos knows what she'll do in 2 months.
As soon as the applications are available, I will definitely apply for this because I feel like I meet all the criteria. And if they deny me, you know, something must be wrong.
Ramos is talking about applying for deferred action. It allows some young undocumented immigrants to avoid deportation and get 2-year work permits. She came to the United States from the Dominican Republic 7 years ago illegally. Her black curly hair falls mid back. On a recent evening, Ramos was having dinner with her fiancé Melvin in their apartment in Inwood. She could be a poster child for the deferred action policy. Ramos easily checks off the basic requirements. She's younger than 31, has been here for more than 5 years, came under the age of 16, hasn't had any run-ins with the law, and meets education requirements. And then she goes beyond that.
I had the privilege of holding the banner for my school.
That's Baruch College, from which she graduated with a bachelor's degree in public affairs last month, at the age of 20. She had the highest GPA in her class. Each semester, Ramos clocked in 150 hours of volunteer work. Before that, she was a class valedictorian at the Stevenson High School in the Bronx. Now, she wants to go to law school. But despite her achievements, before Friday, she worried that her only option would be off-the-books jobs.
Once you graduate from school, you want to continue on with life, which is, for some people like myself, maybe it's making, you know, getting married, dreaming of buying a house one day, the American dream, having a family. And of course, you need a good job for this thing. So Obama's announcement definitely come at the right timing for me.
Ramos is one of 90,000 people in New York State who could benefit from the change in immigration policy, according to the Migration Policy Institute. Last Friday, dozens of them celebrated. Lauren Burke, an immigration attorney, quickly organized a workshop following the announcement. About a dozen people crammed into a small room at Atlas, a youth immigrant organization in Sunset Park, Brooklyn.
So now we're going to talk about just deferred action. Today is basically for you to educate yourself on what we know so far and to start preparing yourself.
As more information about President Obama's executive order trickles in, it's becoming clear the path to deferred action won't be simple for everyone who wants to apply. Burke explained the requirements on a whiteboard.
Any questions about just the requirements? Yes.
Does the criminal record count?
Good question.
That's 18-year-old Joshua. Like others who haven't made their undocumented status public, he asked that we don't use his last name. Joshua was arrested for doing graffiti and possession of a small amount of marijuana a few years ago. After the workshop, he confessed he was worried how this would affect his application.
I know it's going to impact it, but I'm hoping it's not going to be that serious. I'm just hoping for the best.
Joshua came to the U.S. from Mexico when he was 6. He satisfies the age, residence, and education requirements and says charges against him were dismissed. Half a dozen immigration attorneys think he has a fair chance of getting deferred action. But like Burke, they said they couldn't predict what the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services decision would be.
We just don't know how USCIS is going to look at these different things. They might even say, like, well, even the fact that you were arrested, we're not going to give you this.
USCIS has said that those who were convicted of a felony offense, a significant misdemeanor offense, or 3 or more other misdemeanor offenses are not eligible for deferred action. But things get complicated when you try to define what a significant misdemeanor is. And the agency hasn't yet decided how it will treat youthful offenses.
I really think it's going to be a slow movement of, okay, like, let's first file a bunch of cases for kids who've never even, you know, littered on the street and who have college scholarships and all of this.
Burke says she'll be cautious until she sees that the young people with tarnished records won't end up being deported. The Department of Homeland Security says those who commit fraud in their applications or have a criminal conviction will face possible deportation. This outcome weighs heavily on the mind of 24-year-old Cecilio. He says his feelings about Obama's executive order were mixed.
I was like, okay, we need to see first what are the requirements. I was kind of happy, but also at the same time concerned about it.
Here's why Cecilio is worried. He tried to come to the U.S. 11 years ago from Mexico.
When I was crossing the border, we got caught by the border patrol.
The next day, Cecilio made it across the border. But entering the country after being removed makes him a repeat immigration violator. That category is an enforcement priority for DHS. And in the U.S., Cecilio worked for almost 10 years at a fast food restaurant using a fake social security number.
I know that I've used fake papers and all that, but I haven't done anything bad. It's just like I just needed to work to get a job.
Despite these two issues, lawyers say Cecilio still might be approved for deferred action. But they add that he and those in a similar position shouldn't be in the first group of applicants who filed their petitions in mid-August. For WNYC, I'm Mirella Ibrek.